Reality TV has pretty much been an American thing, but now it seems to be taking hold in Norway.
When Henrietta came into the room, it was sort of like, because we were in this gross, smelly room, and I was half naked, and there was stuff written all over me.
It smells bad in here.
I didn't think it was real life at first. Like, this got to be a bad dream or something.
But it was no bad dream. St. Petersburg resident Norris Comer was a contestant on the TV show All for Norway, in which Americans of Norwegian descent spent a month in Norway connecting with their heritage and going for a $50,000 prize. WUSF's Lisa Peeks caught up with Comer back home on his sailboat in St. Petersburg for a look at All for Norway.
It's actually been the number one show in Norway for many years now. It's won the Gullruten Award twice, which is the Norwegian Emmys, basically. And no one in America's really heard of it, but the show's called Alt for Norge. And we're all Americans of Norwegian descent who have never been to Norway before. The grand prize is meeting your relatives, and I technically can't say whether I met them or not. Although they do take just about everyone aside, and they show them where their ancestors used to live, and it was pretty powerful. I can only think of some of my friends are Jewish, and they did the birthright in Israel. I think it's probably an experience kind of like that. It really hits you in the gut.
What kinds of things did you do? Can you talk about that at least?
Yeah. For episode one, they helicoptered us onto the tallest mountain in Norway, Mount Galdhøpiggen, and they just landed us with a bunch of cross-country skis. Fortunately, I knew how to ski because I was raised by Minnesotans, but a lot of those contestants were struggling, which is very fun for Norwegians to watch. And then we spent the night in a blizzard, and then we went down into town, and we had to meet Norwegians and learn words. And I ran into a bunch of guys who were just drinking Red Bull vodkas in a car. And they peeled out of the parking lot, and I thought for sure they were a plant, but they weren't, so.
Regular night.
Regular night in rural Norway there.
Did you have preconceptions?
Oh, definitely. I call myself an Oregon kid living in Florida, raised by Minnesotans. So we got a lot of that prairie home companion stereotypes, kind of the brooding, stoic Norwegian. But there is a lot more to it than that. It doesn't fit into our spectrum socially, I don't think. So, for instance, they're perfectly fine with being naked. I am naked on the show in one episode. It doesn't seem to be a big deal. But then they have this strange stranger phobia, where they just are terrified of talking to a stranger. They're always trying to redefine their cultural identity just like us over here. I think they like to identify themselves as very courageous adventurers. First to the North Pole, first to the South Pole, the Kon-Tiki. The Vikings were the first of the Americas out of the Europeans.
What about the food?
The Norwegians are not known for their fine cuisine. We did get to try lutefisk, and a few of us at the table almost threw up. But then again, we spent some time with some host families, and Taco Fridays is a big thing in Oslo.
Why do you think the show is so popular in Norway?
It kind of reminds Norwegians of what's very Norwegian. Like if I had someone visiting me in St. Pete and I take you to like the microbreweries popping up or the Salvador Dali Museum or whatever, take you sailing. So it's sort of like they get these American guests to come and kind of show them the real Norwegian ride. So I think that's why it's really popular.
What's the flavor of the presentation of the Americans?
I'm very happy that it's very tasteful. So it could just be all at least dumb Americans stumbling around. But most of them just sort of realize that we're learning and we want to learn.
So it's more an affirmation of the Norwegian culture as opposed to an opportunity to bash American culture.
Definitely. It's all about, you're Norwegian, let's show you what that means.
Norris Comer is hosting a screening of All for Norway in Miller Auditorium at Eckerd College tomorrow evening at 7. You can see a preview of the show at WUSFnews.org.